Ah, music to my ears, and I bet maybe music to your ears as well. The University of Wisconsin Band and On Wisconsin, and I tell you what, we got the original guy here, Mike LaCroix, with us, the conductor of the UW Marching Band. He became conductor in 1969, and he at the UW School of Music and has the university bands, the concert band, the wind ensemble, and the varsity band, marching band. He was appointed director of bands in 1975, and got a little event coming up, a couple of events, as a matter of fact. We got the Final Four in Indianapolis, and also, of course, the Badger Band concert, which is just a wonderful concert, and we want to talk with him about getting tickets and everything else. And Mike LaCroix, welcome.
Well, it's great to be here, even though I'm not in your studio today.
Well, I tell you what, I'm frankly glad you're along. I'm glad you are where you are. You and the band are on the road with the Badgers for the Final Four. What's going on right now?
Well, it's a little bit of downtime. We've got a tour coming up. They're taking the band out to the Motor Speedway to give them a tour of that. Then we have a thing called the Fan Fest this afternoon, which we'll be doing a little bit of playing. And then as it gets nearer to game day, the activities increase. So we have two or three performances tomorrow. It becomes a little bit nonstop after that. It's a lot of fun. The kids in the band, none of them, I don't think, experienced the Final Four last year, so it's a great time for them to just drink this all in, because it really is exciting.
Well, it really, really is. Do the band members and the players get to interact much?
Yeah, we're staying in the same hotel, and so they see each other in the lobby, and they see each other coming and going. And, of course, in the evenings, at least for today and tonight and tomorrow, there's not a lot of planned activities other than the team practicing and us doing our thing. So there's a lot of interaction, and I think the people in the band get to know the team really well and vice versa. It's great experience, I think, for everybody.
You know, I was in one Final Four. I got to participate in. That was back in 2000. But I've also been to untold number of football bowl games over the years. And the band is such an important ingredient. And always the band usually is really so well received wherever they go on the road.
Well, we get that here. I mean, we haven't done much playing here, but up till today, of course, we were in Omaha and we were in Chicago for the Big Ten tournament, and then we were out in L.A., and it was there. I mean, the reception we got was really great, and not just from the Badger fans. I think it's one of the things that we pride ourselves in is we think playing music is fun, and we feel that wipes off on a lot of people. A lot of people sense that, and we get a lot of great comments from local people who maybe have never seen the band before. That's part of the fun of traveling like this.
Yeah, I would bet. And the logistics of this, a lot of logistics involved in taking the band on the road, I would guess.
Well, it's not as much as taking to a bowl game. And by the way, I was just so pleased to hear you say we've gone to countless bowl games. I can remember a time when that wasn't the case, but it does feel good to have that every year. But the NCAA only allows 30 band members to be on the trip, which is the same for all schools. And so they try to even the playing field out a little bit that way. So you only have to worry about logistics for 30, which is a lot easier than for 280 or so.
And when the Badgers beat Kentucky Saturday, does the band get to hang around for Monday as well?
Yes, we came down on the same airplane with the team. They traveled with us, so we're going to stay till as long as the team does, and we hope that's till something very late on Monday night.
me too, and I think everybody listening probably visiting today with Mike LaCroix, conductor of the UW Marching Band. And director, and I tell you what, it's always been a lot of fun to visit with him. He usually comes by every year, and we talk about the spring concert, the varsity band concert, coming up in a couple of weeks now, Thursday through Saturday, April 16th through the 18th. And what's the theme this year?
Well, we the theme that you see plastered anywhere that we have any posters or anything, we're calling it "There's No Place Like Home." And that more or less stems from the last line in a very famous motion picture, The Wizard of Oz, which is coincidentally celebrating its 75th anniversary. That's what more or less gave us the genesis of the idea. And the fact that there is no place like home, we consider that, as I just mentioned, we've been traveling a lot the last few weeks, but we're looking forward to getting back home and also performing in the Kohl Center. A lot of people don't know that there's a great Wisconsin tie to the Wizard of Oz. Its premier performance wasn't in New York or Los Angeles. It was in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin in 1939. And people can look that up on Google if they doubt my word. But it was in August of 1939 that was first performed in Oconomowoc. And so we figured that that's got kind of a Wisconsin tie to it. And we're using almost all homegrown talent this year, rather than going outside to Broadway or national television for some of the artists as we've had before. We're using the people from Madison and the UW, who people may not know about, but I think are great talents that I want to expose to the people.
Well, yeah, it's always a wonderful concert, and you always come up with some wonderful singers. I can remember, I've taught and advise students, and I can remember some of my own students who were band members, or one gal in particular who sang and at the concert and was just the most lovely voice you could ever imagine.
Yeah, well, that was part of our thinking. We sometimes, in trying to get the nationally known people, we sometimes overlook the fact that, boy, Madison's got just a wealth of talent all over in instrumental and vocal music, and people will get a chance to hear that this year in a special spotlight for them. I think they'll be amazed at the talent of the people that are around if they aren't aware of it already.
Mike LaCrone, our guest, talking with him today a little about the Final Four. The Badger Band is in Indianapolis right now. Talked a little about that, but also talking about the band concert itself. Have you been to the band concert? Are you an alum of the Badger Band? What years, what instruments did you play? What's your favorite memory? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. You can post your questions or your comments there, and we would certainly love to hear from you when you call in. So give us a call or shoot us a note on email or on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. So you've got some, and before we go and take some phone calls, let's talk about some of the highlights. You, obviously, the Wizard of Oz, so there's going to be music from the Wizard of Oz, for sure.
For sure.
What are some highlights in your mind?
Well, obviously we will be doing, I think, in The Wizard of Oz, there's a lot of great songs that everyone knows. We're going to include a song that was cut from the movie, but I think it's kind of a fun song. It's called The Jitterbug, and if you're sort of a trivia fan, you know that was one of the things that got cut in the final film. But it's a cute tune, and we've included that along with it. And wonderful local singer Amanda Paulson is going to do Over the Rainbow. You got to have Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
You can't exclude that. We're doing something a little bit different, too, in that we're doing, to end the first half of the show, we'll be doing The Wizard of Oz, and then to end the second half, we're going to be doing the prequel to Wizard of Oz. We're going to be doing music from the show Wicked, which has got some great music in it as well, and offers opportunity for some singers and the band to display some of their instrumental technique. And a lot of younger people know Wicked maybe better than they know the Wizard, but both of them have great music in it, and we're having a lot of fun playing both of them.
Yeah, I really liked Wicked. The music in it was wonderful. So that's going to be, I'll be looking forward to hearing what you've got from Wicked for sure at the concert.
Well, it's hard music. It's much harder than, The Wizard of Oz is those wonderful, big, broad Harold Arlen melodies, but Wicked has really got some tough harmonic and rhythmic changes, and we've had a lot of fun putting that together. So it's been a challenging show for us, but we're going to try to sort of tell the story. If people don't know, everybody knows Wizard of Oz, I think, so, but we'll try to tell the story with all the production facilities we have there at the Kohl Center.
Mary in Neillsville, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Great, appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to thank, I live here in Neillsville, we're a very small rural town, and I want to thank the band for recently coming up to Neillsville and putting on the most marvelous concert for a small town. It was wonderful, we so enjoyed it, and it was just wonderful.
Oh.
We had a great time that night, too. The people were just so receptive of what we did. The kids in the band still talk about that concert.
Oh, and we're very impressed with the young musicians because they are so enthusiastic and so well-behaved and so their manners are wonderful, and we just enjoyed every minute of it, and the town still's talking about it. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling, Mary. Neillsville, I have a kind of a soft spot in my heart for Neillsville because that was one of the three communities I used in my PhD research.
Really?
More than just a few years ago.
No. We won't talk about that, either one of us.
Oh, my gosh. But I have a lot of fond memories of Neillsville. So that's great to hear from Mary. You can join in, too, by the way. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You know, before I even forget about it, I want to mention, and we'll mention this again, but how do people get tickets and the times and all of that?
Well, it's April 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Kohl Center. Each show starts at 7:30. To get tickets, one of the easiest ways for people to do it anymore, if you're an online person, is go to badgerband.com, and they'll steer you right to a ticket order that we can handle right away. At spring break, we do have some people manning the ticket office phones, but you might have to try a couple times because most of the students who do it are gone. But that number is 608-265-4120. And you can get ticket orders either way. As I say, online. Everybody seems to go online anymore. So
yeah.
That's probably the easiest way for people to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not? And I guess you don't want to take a chance at the gate. I think you'd kind of want to get them in advance. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think obviously, like any show, I think the better seats go early. But we do have some. We've tried to eliminate anything in the Kohl Center that would be any kind of obstructed view or not a good view of everything that you can see on stage. And so all the seats there are good. And there will be some outdoor sales, but we urge everybody to get them up early. You just get down and get a little closer to the kids and you hear those trombones firsthand.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. You know, I don't know why, but I have often gone on Thursday night for some reason.
Well, Thursday night, I get a big kick out of Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, it's opening night, and there's kind of a special thrill to that, not only because it's opening night, but because it's the first time we've really put everything together, and it's kind of an adventure from start to finish. And the interesting thing is, every night almost has its own personality.
Yes.
To it. Friday night is different than Saturday night, and so that makes it fun for the kids to do. It's not like where they're doing the same old. We have people in the audience who come all three nights because they've recognized that over the years, and you can see them in their favorite spot, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and laughing at the same bad jokes that I tell.
Well, that's part of the fun. You know, you make it so much fun, Mike. I tell you, you're a great mover of the program.
Well, it's a labor of love. That's partly because the people make it so much fun for us the way they receive what we do, and it's a challenge each year to come up with new things. I think one of the most disheartening things is I'm walking out of the Kohl Center usually after the last performance. People will say to me, what are you going to do next year? And that's a little discouraging, but it's also a challenge.
Talking today with Mike LaCrone, excuse me. Mike is going to be with us right up until 12:30 today as we talk with him about a little bit about their journey, the band's journey to the Final Four with the UW basketball team, and also, of course, about the spring concert. And we'd love to hear your comments. Have you been to a spring concert? Have you or not? If you have questions about it, but I'd love to hear your reactions to it. Maybe you're a former band member. Love to hear from former band members for sure. At 1 800 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. We'll be back with Mike right after this look at the news. Stay with us. If you've ever gotten to see the UW band, whether in concert or on the field, you know that it's a really great treat. Larry Mueller here. Pleased to have Professor Mike LaCrone with us today to talk about the upcoming varsity band concert, what it's like to be on the road with the UW Badgers men's basketball team for the weekend Final Four game. That's just what it's like to be in the band as well. I'd love to hear from you with your own questions or comments. Maybe it's about the concert, or maybe you were in the band and have a story or two to tell or a question to ask. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can post your questions or your comments there, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. Mike, thanks again so much for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it.
Well, it's always fun to talk to you, and this is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, for sure. We had some Facebook comments I wanted to bring to bear here. Jeff just says, I've been to a few of the spring concerts. Haven't been in several years, but I have my tickets and I'm going to come hell or high water. Need to see at least one more before Mike retires, although I hope he's there forever. You're not retiring, are you?
Is this a suggestion?
No, he says he...
No, I have no plans immediately, no. I think that comes as a shock to the people who like to see me get out of there. But it's still a lot of fun, and I think as long as the fun outweighs the other parts of any job, I mean, it's something that I really enjoy doing. And it's, as I've said many times, the only problem I ever have is I keep getting older and the kids stay the same age.
But, yeah, I know how that feels.
Right?
As somebody who teaches, too. So I understand that. We had a Facebook comment from Amy. Well, here's a nice thing. She says, heading to my first spring band concert this year, and I'm so excited. I can now cross that off my bucket list.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I'm glad to be at somebody's bucket list.
We had Tim. Oh, here's something. Let's go to the Ohio State band for a minute here. Tim wonders if you've seen any of the Ohio State band performances that... a couple of them gone viral on YouTube. And what do you think of them? Are they cool or are they kind of gimmicky?
Well, I think they're both. I think it's interesting. I mean, this is what the advent of the computer has done. 30 years ago, we were doing similar things to that. I mean, I remember raising submarines out of the water and shooting bow and arrow off and having it come back and pierce a cowboy hat or something. We were doing those things, and all the bands were doing those, and it was kind of in vogue. And I think they got a little out of date because it got harder and harder to do it. Now, with the advent of the computer, it really makes it those kind of things easier to do than they were in the old days. And I know not only did we do it, but all the Big Ten bands did those kind of what we called in those days animations. And now with the computer, it makes it really easy. I think it's neat to see it come back. And I may have to dig out some of my old charts.
Oh, my gosh. Barbara and Avoca had an email. She's 5 years ago, a listener asked about the small groups or the band that play at events. They gave me the idea that they have a wee contingent of 11 members who play in the Avoca Street, Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade. For the past 4 years, we've had the absolute pleasure of having them in our parade. From the students who do the gig booking to the members who perform, we've had a wonderful relationship. Would Mike please talk about this program for others who might not be aware of it? Thank you. And this is Barbara in Avoca.
Yeah, it's something that we handle through our office. We used to get an awful lot of requests for people to do things in the summertime, and we're not equipped to handle band things in the summertime for a lot of reasons. And so a few years ago, a couple students came forward and said, you know, if we get some requests, we'd see if we could pull together a band. And it's not the same 11 people. A lot of it is locally, I guess you'd say, infused. If there's a band, whatever community, there would be a group of people perhaps from the area that are in the band, and they'll get their friends to come in and do a particular performance. And so it's booked on an individual basis through a student in the band that we've named as the band booking manager for those kind of things. And it's become a pretty extensive program in that people do appear all over the state on a regular basis. And obviously, the things that we do at the university, the things that the band does during the course of the year have to come first, but they're able to work in a large number of events over the years and do parades, and they do a little bit of everything, weddings, they'll do special events. It's good for the students because from what I get back from the community, it works well both ways. The students get a chance to work with people in the community, and the people in the community get a chance to see what the band is doing, and I think it works well for everybody.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. Marilyn in Milwaukee up next. Marilyn, hi, thank you for calling.
Well, good morning. I'm just calling to tell Mr. LaCrone thank you, because at the end of all of his concerts that I've seen the last couple of years, he always thanks everyone a million times, and we should be the one thanking him. I'm the grandmother of one of his trumpet players in the band, and he is now a senior, and I know this is his last year, of course, and he's going to be sad to leave, but he has just such nice memories, and he too talks about the little towns that you've been through and everything, and of the good times he's had, and also he's been to town and all around for the 4th of July parade, and I think he was with the band last weekend. Now, I don't know if he's there this weekend. I haven't talked to him in a while, nor
his dad. You can tell me who it is. I can tell you.
Yeah, who is it?
Pardon me?
What's his name? What's your grandson?
His name is Dan, and I don't know if they all have their band names or whatever, his band name or whatever you call it.
I know
it.
The real names.
is Blue.
Yeah.
You know who it is?
He was there last week, right.
Yeah, he was. So I'm looking forward to coming to the concert, which will be on Saturday. In fact, that's Dan's dad's birthday, and mine is 13th, so we're going to have a big celebration. And
great.
We are looking forward to the 18th very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Mike, comments?
Well, I think that's one of the things about the concert that the average public doesn't see is how meaningful the performances are to the band, because it's the last event we do in the year as a group. It's something that we're not just playing in between sessions of a basketball, hockey, or football game. People come to hear us, and it's very meaningful that time. But it gets to be a very bittersweet moment at the end when the seniors know that's the last time. And I think we all get a little bit emotional about the fact that this particular band is ended. And as I tell them before the last performance, it's never going to exist again. The band that you see this year will go into history, and there will be a brand new one next year, and hopefully we'll carry on.
And all of the work, the band is such a positive influence. And I don't know anybody who would speak anywhere but very positively about the band. And I imagine you get a lot of people wanting to join the band as they come in as freshmen, huh? How many people apply? And I don't imagine everybody gets in.
No, it's, as I tell people, I think one of the one times a year that I don't like my job is when I have to make some decisions of people who will be joining us that year and who will not. Now, we have in the neighborhood of between 400 and 420 people try out for the band each year. Now, that does include people who've been in the band before, because I try to keep them honest and tell them they have to try out every year. But that of that number, you're going to see about a couple hundred freshmen, and I have to trim that total number down to around 280 for the football season. And it's difficult because everybody tries hard, and the great experience for me is everybody who's trying out really wants to be a part of the organization, and just because of facilities and equipment and uniforms, we've tear it down to about 280. The great thing, though, Larry, is that an amazing number of people who don't make it 1 year as freshmen will come back as sophomores, and that's always very gratifying because it means they know what to expect, they know how to prepare themselves, and most generally, they make the grade on that second try.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. Well, you know, I have a daughter coming up, and she's a drummer, and my hope is that someday I can see her in a UW band outfit on the field.
Well, I'd like that, too, just considering all the great times we've had together talking.
Jenny in Milwaukee is up next. Jenny, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to thank Mr. LaCrone for making UW-Madison such an awesome place to go because of the band, and kind of wanted to reference my first year, which was almost 5 years ago now, and I got invited to come learn how to do the fifth quarter. I had no idea what that meant, and it turned out to be one of the coolest training sessions, if you will, and just really made the last 4 years just amazing, getting to sing and dance like absolute fools every football game.
Can you imagine we have to have a training session now for the fifth quarter?
that's wonderful, Jenny. So you weren't a band member yourself, though?
I was not. Nope. I was just a participant in the crowd.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Every year, Larry, we have the freshmen come in to Camp Randall, and we spend about 20 minutes instructing them on what they're supposed to do, so that if they haven't caught on to the fifth quarter up to that time, they know how to carry on, so they don't feel like freshmen so much.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. We still have open lines at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You know, we've done this in the past, but it's always interesting, and I love hearing the story again. And there are lots of people who haven't, but this whole concert business, get the history of this. I remember going when it was over at the Field House, and enjoying it over there, and you know, of course, now we're at the Kohl Center, but it even goes back earlier than the Field House.
Right. Well, the concert got a very inauspicious start in that in 1974 when we started it, we would play the last basketball game or the last hockey game, whatever it was, and that would be the end. There was nothing else to do the rest of the year, so. The kids wanted to have a party to have everybody get collected at the end of the year, so we had that one last activity, and I said, well, let's have a concert and then have a party. And they thought that was kind of an interesting idea, and then I said, well, we're going to charge admission. I think in those days it was $1, and we had it in Mills Hall. And we expected a nice crowd, but we had about 450 people, and the word spread after that first year. The second year, we had the fire marshal in because we had oversold Mills Hall, and so then that's when we moved. After the first 2 years, then we moved to the Field House, and we kept expanding on the way we seated it till we got to about 9,000 we were able to seat there. And then when the Kohl Center came along, we moved. And in the process, we went from one single performance to two performances to now the three. And the whole thing got started because the band wanted to have a party and I wanted to do something a little more constructive.
Well, wow. And now, I don't know, over the course of three days, how many folks roughly will be seeing it?
Well, if we had a total sold out, we'd have about 31,000 people see us. And as it is, we ran about $25,000 or 25,000 people rather each for the total concert that week. And of course, there's a huge audience on Wisconsin Public Television that they broadcast the concert each year, and we get I get comments from literally all over the state every time it's performed.
Yeah, that's a real nice benefit to those folks who simply just can't get here. Sherry in Elkhorn has something. Hi, Sherry.
Hi there. Good afternoon. We just love coming to Madison. We've come up for about the last 4 years, and my nephew went to UW-Madison to short course, and he gets us the tickets, and I bring my great-nephew along with us, and he's just going to turn 13 on Easter Sunday, and he looks forward to the concert every year and is just in awe of the whole entire experience. My other great-nephew is 9, and for the first time, he's going to come along this year to see the experience that his brothers had. And we thoroughly enjoy what you do with the kids and the band and the music and everything.
Oh.
That's really nice to hear. Those kind of comments are very gratifying to us because we put a lot of work into it, and the kids in the band do, too. And I think the reaction they get from the audience is the reason people perform, is to get that kind of audience reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just got the chill sitting here talking to you about it, and we will see you Friday night.
Good.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks for calling. Bill in Brookfield, it's your turn. Hi, Bill.
Hi, it's just a thrill to talk to you again, Mike, and it's just a great show anyway, day to day. But, Mike, you talked to my music theory class in Whitefish Bay back in the 70s, and my son was in the band in the early 90s when Barry Alvarez first came to Wisconsin. And I remember calling in and talking to him and telling him that my son was in the band. And he said nothing but great things about the band and said he hopes that the Badger football team could emulate your success.
Oh, that is cool.
Well, yeah. I like it the way it is now. We get to play a lot of bowl games, and that's due to the success that Barry started.
Yeah, that is definitely sure true. Bill, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call. I want to give some other folks a chance to join in, too. Again, that number, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Is the, it has gotten such a, it is a major, major production. We're not talking about, if a person hasn't seen the concert, if someone hasn't seen it, or on TV or in person. I mean, we're not talking about something where a bunch of band people just kind of sitting around, music is playing and there's pyrotechnics and you're dressed up like, oh my goodness.
Well, go ahead, say it, Liberace.
Go ahead.
Well, you're right. I think, in fact, as we've talked about changing the title, because when you say Varsity Band Concert, I kind of like the title because of the tradition involved with it, but people expect us to play a couple Sousa marches, some overtures, and that's what it is. But it's turned into a really major production, and that's part of the challenge each year is to come up with things. You're talking about the Wizard of Oz. We're going to try to replicate a cyclone, just like in the beginning of the Wizard, because you can't have the Wizard of Oz without having Dorothy transported out of Kansas. So we're going to try to replicate that with some of the special effects that we have. And some people have compared it more to a rock concert with band instruments, and it does approach that, I think, a lot of times.
Oh, I absolutely would agree with that. It is such a high quality. And I'm always looking forward to seeing how you're going to make your entrances.
Well, that becomes one of the greatest challenges of the season, is to come up with something that applies to the show and is a little bit different than what we might have done before. So, it's always a challenge, and I can't reveal it, partly because I wouldn't, and partly because we haven't got it all worked out yet.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we've got John and Wanakia next. John, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you, and I appreciate this program you've got going. I was wondering, on the fifth quarter, did Mike start the fifth quarter? And if so, is he one of many around the country that has a fifth quarter, or is this exclusive to Wisconsin?
Well, the answer to your question is yes and no. The idea of a post-game performance goes back well into the 20s, and the whole idea was keep the band on the field while the crowd leaves and have them play a little few things. And for years we did that, basically repeating the halftime show or playing songs that we had done from the year. And to tell you the truth, in 1978 I got a little bit bored by it and doing the same thing. So we started playing some very mild crowd participation things. One of the very first things we did was the Beer Barrel Polka, and we let the band polka on the field a little bit and tried to get the audience to sing, and it more or less took off from there. After people started joining in, like they do with the crowd participation, a local sports writer named Glenn Miller started calling it in his newspaper column the fifth quarter, and that's where it caught on. Now, so far as other schools doing it, all of the bands, I think, still do some kind of an after the game performance, but I don't know anybody that gets as involved with the crowd participation as we do, and that's just been a matter of tradition that's grown over the years. As I said, the whole name and the whole idea of the crowd participation goes back to 1978, and that's where it really got going. And of course the team wasn't very good in those days, so people were looking for something to celebrate, and we gave it to them.
There you go. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Oh man, this has been so much fun talking with you, Mike. I want to thank you so much for being with us today and talking with us. And boy, I know it's going to be another wonderful concert. And in the meantime, bring those Badgers a little victory this weekend, will you?
You know, that's the plan. That's the reason we're here in Indianapolis. And I really appreciate you working this out so we could talk this morning, because I always enjoy it.
Mike LaCrone and the band concert is Thursday through Saturday, April 16th through the 18th at the Kohl Center on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. Go to badgerband.com and get your tickets.